Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley says his bill stems from the small North Florida town of Waldo, known as one of the nation's worst speed traps. It led to the disbandment of that area's police force.
This is an issue that is personal to the people I represent in District 7. We had a jurisdiction where many of the officers revealed that they were ordered to issue X number of tickets a day, which is a classic quota system. Furthermore, a majority of the expenses of the police department and one-third of the entire city budget was supported by traffic revenue.
In addition to making sure traffic quotas are illegal throughout the state, Bradley says his bill has a transparency component.
We would require a county or municipality, if the revenues they receive from traffic citations exceed more than 50% of the cost to operate a law enforcement agency, then that particular municipality or county would need to transparently disclose that to the Legislative Auditing Committee. So there will be a public notification of this, and then these local jurisdictions can decide, because they have all the facts, whether this is a good way to run a police department.
The bill, backed by Florida Police Benevolent Association as well as the Florida Police Chiefs Association, passed its first committee stop in the Senate Transportation Committee Thursday. It has two more stops to go before it heads to the Senate floor. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.